Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi T. We're up to Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph at 54a, and we are on the top of Daf 54a. The Gemara is now continuing with our discussion of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah in the Perek Bameh Behemah is talking about what animals can and cannot go out with into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Now says the Mishnah, HaRechil Miyotos Kvulos, that use female sheep may go out tied up with kvulos. What does this mean, my kvulos? Shemechablin al yashalahen lamata. So what this means, says the Gemara, is that their owners tie their tails downwards, covering their genitals. Why? So that males will not come and be with them. Now, this might seem like a random topic that has nothing to do with our modern day halacha, but comes to Shilte Giborim and explains, we see from here that birth control for animals would be okay. It's not considered serious. There's an issue of neutering the animals, of totally making them incompetent in terms of reproduction. But if you're going to do something temporary like this, just tying their tails down to just as like some sort of form of temporary birth control, then that could be okay. And this became very relevant in a tshuva. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva in 1967. There was a shaila about a guy who needed to take some sort of medicines in order to be able to have a child, but it would make him impotent for just a little bit, temporary. Would that be considered a problem? So this Shilte Giborim, based on our Gemara, was used as a proof. So interesting to see how what seems to be a random Gemara with no relevance practically was actually something used that was practical in terms of halacha. Now the Gemara asks on this question, my mashmadai kavul lishna delavid pereu. So how do we know that this kavul means something which is non-productive? Non-productivity diksiv, because it says in the pasuk. Now these psukim are in Melachim Aleph, in the first book of Melachim, and this is where Hiram, the king of Tsur, he provided some great materials for Shlomo to make his Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Shlomo paid Hiram by giving him 20 cities. And now the psukim go and talk about his reaction to these 20 cities that he was given. So Diksiv, the pasuk says, Mahe arim ha'ila asher nasata li achi. Hiram says to Shlomo, what are these cities that you gave me, my brother? Vayikra lahem Eretz Kavul ad hayom hazeh. He called them Eretz Kavul to this day. What's this mean? My Eretz Kavul. Amar Rav Huna, she'yobah b'nei adam she'michubalim b'kesuv v'zahav. It means that these are people that are wrapped in gold and silver. It's a very rich city. Amar li Rava, yihachi hanu diksiv v'lo yashru be'inav. So, Mibnashim, Chubalim, Mekesuzav, Lo Yashur Be'inav. So, it sounds like Hiram's complaining over here. So, Rava says to Rav Huna, it really means that they were just so rich, that they were wrapped up in silver and gold. What's he complaining about? Because Hiram said that these are bad cities, they didn't please him. If they're such rich cities, why did he not want them? It seems to be a good thing. So, Amar Leis, Rav Huna answers, in, you're right, no, actually, it really was because they were rich that it didn't please them. Because Kevan Da Atiru Menafke, Lo Avde Avitu. Because since they were also wealthy and prestigious, they didn't work. They didn't do anything that the king said because they all were of a higher status than that. Now the Gemara comes and offers another interpretation for what kavul can mean. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Eretz Chomton Haisa. It was the land of Chomton, which means there's like salty with a cracked land. V'amai karile kavul. And why would he call it kavul? Dimishtarga bakarad kavul. Because one's foot would sink into it until the ankle. Kavul is like ankle. V'amreinche ara mechabla delo avid peire. It was an ankle deep land that does not produce fruit, and that's why it was called kavul. It was something which was non-productive. That's how they knew that this word of kvulos is something which shows non-productivity. Now the Mishnah went on and said kvunos they use may go out fastened when use the word kvunos. So my kvunos, what's kvunos? Shemechabnin oso gemelas. This means that the sheep were protected with a covering that was tied around them, tied around the world, to use for Milas. What's this talking about? Kedit nam, because the Mishnah says se'is katzemer lavan, that se'is, the color of what would be tzaras, is the color of white wool. My tzemer lavan, what's this white wool? What's it referring to? Amar Bibi Barabai, ketzemer naki ben yomo. It's referring to the clean wool of a day-old sheep, shemechabnin oso lemelas, which is tied for the purpose of producing this melas. Basically, it was the whitest it ever could be, so this is what it's referring to in our Mishnah, that it was tied for the purpose of keeping the wool extra white. Izim yotzos truos, then the Mishnah said that goats may go out with a pouch tied onto their udders, and this was the subject of a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakama said that it's always going to be allowed. Rabbi Yossi said it's always going to be usur, and Rabbi Huda said when it's used to dry up milk, then it's okay. But it's where it's used to collect milk, then it's going to be a problem. So Itmar was stated. Rav Amarav says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we have this split psach. When it's used to dry up, then it's okay. But when it's used to collect, it's not. Ushmul Amar halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, and Shmuel says the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yossi. Ikad masting lo hashmaita by penafsha, and there's some who said that this is really a machlokes Rav and Shmuel by themselves, without reference to our Mishnah. Rav Amar liyabish mutter v'lo lichalev, that if it's just to dry up milk, then it's okay, but to collect milk, it's going to be a problem. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, echad zeh v'echad zeh, usur. In both of this case and that case, it's going to be usur in every situation. Now the Gemara has another version of Shmuel's statement. V'yigad amatni l'ha Aha, izim yotzas trus liabish. There's some had it in this way, this version, that goats are allowed to go out with the pouch tied to their udders if it's used to dry out the milk of olo lechaliv, but not to collect the milk. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesira amru, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesira, they said, kach halacha, that this is the halacha of ami mefis ezel liabish ve'ezel lechaliv, but who's able to determine when it's being used to dry out the milk and when it's being used to collect the milk? Mitokshin makir nechadze ve'echadze aser, and since we can't tell, we are going to be machmir. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, v'amrei, La Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Yehuda ben Mesira, that Halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Mesira, that we are again machmir and don't allow you to go with tied out udders on the goats. Yasa Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan Halacha Ketana Kama. Now another shita as to who we would hold like. So Ravin says when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he heard in the name of Rav Yochanan that the Halacha is like the Tana Kama, that it's always going to be allowed whichever one we are using, whether it's a pouch to tie up to dry up the milk or to collect the milk, it's always going to be mutter. And now we go on to the next Mishnah. So after going through all the cases where an animal is allowed to go out on Shabbos, the Mishnah now brings cases where it is forbidden for them to go out on Shabbos. So what may an animal not go out with on Shabbos? Lo yitzik amal b'mitul teles. A camel is not allowed to go out with a mitul teles. Rashi has three pshatim exactly what this would be referring to. It seems that it's an item on a camel, but it's three variations of what exactly this is. Lo akud v'lo ragon, it may not go out bound or hobbled. V'chein shar kol behemos, and the same thing with all other animals. Lo yikshor gemalim zeh bazeh v'yimshoch. One is not allowed to tie camels to each other and pull them so that one of the camels follow the others. Aval machnes chaval masoch yado v'yimshoch. But he may gather a lot of ropes into his hand and pull each one by those specific ropes, meaning you can't have it in a line where one you're pulling one and that's pulling the other one, but you can pull many ropes at the same time. As long as you do not wind the ropes around your hand, that's going to be potentially a problem. We'll see, maybe it's a shot in his issue. I'll talk about it in the Gemara. So now the Gemara goes and explains the Mishnah. So the Braisa said, a Tana and the Braisa taught that a camel is not allowed to go out with its mitzoteles tied to its tail. Aval yotzehu b'mitzoteles Hakshura biznavo v'chotarto, but it may go out with this mutelas tied to both its tail and the hump of the animal. And therefore, you're not worried it's going to fall off, and you're going to come to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we pointed out that a lot of the potential issues of an animal going after something in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, that maybe it'll fall off, and the person will come to carry it. That's going to be an issue. Amar Rav Bar Avuna yoti agam mutelas hakshura lo b'shil yisa. Rav Bar Avuna says that a camel is allowed to go out with mutelas tied to its placenta because, again, we are not worried that it's going to fall off. People are going to be very careful, because it is very tightly attached. Lo akud v'lo ragol, and the Mishnah said that it's not allowed to go out bound or hobbled. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, akud akidas yad v'regol. When it says bound, this means binding of hand and foot together. Ki Yitzlak ben Avraham. Like the akidas Yitzlak. Yitzlak ben Avraham, that's the way he was tied. Ragol sh'lo lo yachof yado al gabi zro v'yikshor. And when it says hobbled, when it says ragol, so this means that you should not bend its lower leg, its hand, up to its upper leg and tie it together with leg to hand. Mace Veba, we have a question on what this word bound means. Remember, we said bound means binding of the hand and foot. So now, based on a different brisa, we have a problem. So, akud shtei yadayim shtei ragayim. Bound means you have two legs and two hands tied together. Ragol shalo yachof yado agav yisro v'yikshor. And when it says hobble, that's when you shouldn't have the lower leg and the upper leg tied together. So we see that this definition of bound is different in two different places. How do we answer this question? So who damar ki Tana serve? Yehuda follows the following Tana. Ditani, because the Braisa says, akod akidas yad v'regel, that bound means one back leg and one front leg tied together. Ushtei adayim, ushtei ragayim. It could either mean two legs or two hands tied together. Ragul, shelo yachov yado agav yisro v'yikshor. And hobbled always means the same thing, that you shouldn't have the lower foreleg and the upper foreleg tied together. So we see there are two different definitions of akod, of what bound could potentially mean. Vakati go dami, but Rav Yehuda's position is still not good. Again, Rav Yehuda's the one who said that binding is binding of the hand and the foot. So we're still questioning this. How could he hold this? Because it doesn't seem to fit with any Tana. Bishlam Reisha v'seifa necha. If you're going to hold of the first part of the Braisa where it says that it means the foreleg and the hind leg tied together, or the last part where it says that the hobbled thing, so that makes sense. That all fits with the Shita. But Mitziyasa Kasha. But this middle Shita, the middle Braisa, which says that bound could also mean the two forelegs or the two back legs, that doesn't fit with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So how could he argue? Elahu da'amar ki'a Tana. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the following Tana. Akod akidas yad v'regel. That bound means the binding of hand and foot. Ki Yitzlak ben Avraham. Ragol shalo yachof yado agab yisro v'yikshor. And hobbled means that one should not bend its lower leg and the upper leg and tie it there together. So just a technical machlokas as to what this means, bound and hobbled. Now the Mishnah went on. Lo yikshor gemalim, and you're not supposed to tie camels to each other and pull. My time, what's the reason? Amarav ashi mishum de mechze kaman de ozil lechinga. Because it appears like someone who is going to sell his camels in the marketplace, that's an issur derabanan to go and sell the camels. So that is going to be an issue. This is actually something which is used also in a very relevant halachic topic, which is maris ayin on dinei derabanan. There's only a din derabanan at worst. whole issue of selling a camel is also din derabanan. So this is clearly a Maris Ayin question on a din derabanan. And the Shach points out and uses this as one of his proofs, actually, that Maris Ayin would still exist even on dinei derabanan. Now the Mishnah went on and said, Aval Machnas, that you're allowed to gather ropes in your hand and pull them all together as long as you don't wind the ropes around your hand. So now the Gemara explains, why can't you wrap the ropes around your hand? So Amar Ravashi Goshanu Elinin Kilayim. The issue here is one of Kilayim. We are afraid that there's going to be some sort of Kilayim issue, and therefore it's even going to be a problem during the week. We're not necessarily just talking on Shabbos. So Kilayim Demai, which Kilayim are we referring to? There are a lot of different types of Kilayim. Ilem a Kilayim Dadam, if we're saying that this means Kilayim of a person, we're afraid that a person pulling camels together, if he wraps the rope around his hand, it's as if he's tied down to the animals. Then the animals and you are pulling something, and just like it's usher to have two animals pulling something together, two separate animals, so maybe the same thing would apply. If there was a human and an animal, that would be a problem. The Gemara says, no, that can't be, because Vahatanam, but we learned in the Mishnah that only different kind of animals have kilayim, but a person would not be an issue. So it's not going to be a problem with a person. Rather, we're talking about kilayim of the ropes itself, that maybe there's one wool strand and one linen strand, and that's going to be the problem. Vahatanya, but this also is not good, because atokif tkifa achas in a chibur, because someone who makes only one connection between one linen is not going to have an issue of kilayim. So if it's just one wrap around, one connection between the wool and the linen, but this string, how many wrapped around could it be? How many connections between wool and linen could there be? So it probably wouldn't be an issue. So answer the Gemara, Leolam kilayim de chaval. No, really we're talking about kilayim of the ropes. Vachi kamar uvavad shelo yichroch v'yikshor. What we're talking about is that it's going to be okay as long as you don't wrap it around your hand and tie them together. Because if it was tied multiple times around the wool and the linen, then it would be kilayim. So that's the issue that we are really talking about. Now the Gemara brings another qualification about this whole thing about not wrapping the rope around your hands. The Gemara says, "Amar Shmuel Vachol Yetsi Chevel Mitachas Yado Tefach." This is all allowed, provided that the end of the rope does not extend a tefach below your hand. Ot Tana Debe Shmuel Tefachaim. But we have a different sheet of Shmuel's Academy taught that it would be two tefachim below the hand. So Amar Rabbi Hashtad Amar Shmuel Tefach. Now that Shmuel said tefach, Vatana Debe Shmuel Tefachaim, and the school of Shmuel taught two tefachim. Shmuel Halacha Lemaisa Asal Ashminan. It seems that Shmuel came to inform us only of the Halacha Lemaisa, meaning that the real halacha is that it can go two tefachim down. But if someone asks a rav what they should do, you would say one, so that people would avoid the iser. Ha-tanya, but the Gemara says, uvavachi yagbiya min ha-karka tefach, that someone's allowed to pull an animal by its leash as long as he raises the leash a tefach from the ground. This brisa seems to clearly imply that the end of the leash may extend beneath his hand as far as you would like. As long as you can lift it up, that's totally fine. You can extend it as long as you want, which seems to contradict Shmuel saying one tefach or two tefachim. So enters the Gemara, kitanya hi bechavla de beini beini. So this brisa was taught with the part of the rope that is between the person and the animal, so that's why it would be a different part of the rope, and that's why it would be okay. This is daf nun dalad amud aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.